All right, another episode of Ev Singleton Unleashed. Another bonus episode, actually. We are cranking the bonus episodes out now. Thank you guys for the listens. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't reaching any ears, so I really appreciate the numbers so far. Obviously, if you tune into the live shows on Tuesday nights, that's awesome. Big thank you. That's kind of where this show started. But the fact that there's an audience for these bonus episodes is awesome. So that's why we keep doing it. That's what keeps you coming back for more, but also at the same time keeps me coming back and doing these bonus episodes because there is no live show. You can't interact with these in real time. But afterwards, we've got a great response. So shout out to everyone that has somewhat joined the Unleashed Army. We only have a few, official members of the Unleashed Army. But if you've even listened to a second of these episodes, you can consider yourself a partial member of the Unleashed Army. And today, we have an episode pretty much centered around Gordon Hayward. I feel like I'm on the Gordon Hayward defense tour this offseason. I wrote an article a while back. I know we talked about this in one of the live shows, but really wanted to dedicate an actual bonus episode to talking about the Hayward situation. Really, since Hayward's been back from his injury, so all the way back to last year, I've kind of had to defend him, and maybe at times not rightfully so. I understand that. Like, yeah, Gordon Hayward stunk last year. No one's really arguing that. I've had to say it multiple times because a lot of you guys will come at me on Twitter being like, yeah, but he stunk. What does he have to show for? It's like, well, you got to believe in something. And guess what? I believe Gordon Hayward's going to actually be good this year. In fact, better than good. I think he's going to be maybe the second most crucial player on offense. Maybe we won't have the stats. Like, I think Kemba's obviously going to be the leading scorer. I think Jason Tatum's going to be right behind him. Then I think it goes Hayward and Brown, maybe mixing, moshing, whatever. But I do believe that Hayward's going to have that sort of the ball runs through him. He sort of declares the tempo and whatnot. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's flash back, like I said, to some of the shit talk that's gone on with Hayward. One, last season, I wrote an article kind of saying, why would we trade Gordon Hayward? And that was received pretty well, and I think I was a little bit early on that trend because now I think there's less people out there being like, oh yeah, let's trade Hayward and get nothing for him, because you realize how stupid that would be. You realize how dumb that'd be. They'd have to take something on that matches the money. You can't just ship Gordon Hayward out. No team's going to take on that contract willingly. So finally, some of you guys are developing brains out there on social media, realizing that really, really trading Gordon Hayward isn't exactly an option. It's not. And I'm glad the Celtics kind of realized that. I think they're willing to back him. And now it brings us to this year. So trade Gordon Hayward was the stupid buzz last year. Like, oh, this guy stinks. He stinks. Let's trade him. Yeah, shut up. You guys were wrong. You were. There's no benefit to trading him. I made the analogy saying it's like you buy a stock real high and now you sell him for nothing. But, oh, by the way, you're also selling him for a nothing that is just as expensive. That makes sense. So say they get John Smith, who matches the contract of Gordon Hayward. Well, guess what? If the other team's trading him, it's probably because he's not that great too. So money in the NBA is tough when it comes to trades, and trading Gordon Hayward was the uneducated, idiotic feeling last season. If you are in that minority now, then I think you just got to read up on it. You really have to take the time to think like, oh, would this make sense? And the answer is no. Do we need Gordon Hayward to get better? Do we need him to return to like an all-star form? Hell yes. No one's arguing that. I wasn't saying let's not trade Gordon Hayward last season. I wasn't saying let's not trade Gordon Hayward because he's going to be an MVP candidate. No, I was saying don't trade Gordon Hayward because it's the dumbest thing you could do. There's no point to doing it. There's nowhere else to go for him but up. You don't just sell your stock at 1 cent when you bought it for $150 a share. It's stupid. You literally are just cutting your loss unnecessarily. You might as well just hold on to that and maybe in a week it turns into a $75 share. You never know. So that's the last year portion of it. But this year, now it's like we've made a little bit of progress. People are starting to believe in Hayward. But now it's almost like, oh, I don't think he's going to be back. I don't think he's mentally there yet. And I don't know how many times I have to say it. This isn't the first audio portion or content that I've provided about this. But Gordon Hayward will not be back to what he was. He will not return to that guy that's dunking on Alex Len's head or blocking shots a foot above the rim. Gordon Hayward is not going to return to that. I hate to break it to you. He's never going to be the Gordon Hayward in Utah. He's not. He is not going to be the athletic, explosive slasher that he was. But what he can be is a very methodical, very controlling, very point A, point B type of star. And I've said it multiple times, even in articles and on the live shows. I think it was live show 4 or live show 5, maybe, that I mentioned this. But Gordon Hayward has a very, very high chance of being able to do what Paul Pierce did. And I'm not talking about Celtics legendary status or even winning a championship, because that's, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves there. But what Paul Pierce did was he quickly realized, he's like, I don't have to rely on my athleticism. I don't have to jump over people. I don't have to blow by them. What I can do is really, really control my own game, know what my opponent's going to do, and methodically put the ball in the hoop or put the ball in the right place at the right time for the right teammate. And I don't think that that's a ridiculous thing to think of Gordon Hayward. Picture Gordon Hayward in the pick and roll situations last year. He was phenomenal. He'd come off. He'd be very slow about it, but he'd get his defender coming over the screen. He'd get him on his hip, and he'd keep him there. And then it would even either turn into a lob to, say, Al Horford, or a pass back out to a fading Al Horford, or Gordon Hayward have this little floater in the lane that has a great touch on it. He's a phenomenal decision maker, and I don't think he gets credit for that. I think people want him to return to what he was and how he used to play, and at this point, it's just bull. He's not going to do that, and if he does, then I'm wrong, and it's a better situation, right? Like, I'm okay saying he's not going to do that, because guess what? If this is a situation where I'm wrong, then hell yes. Like, great. Hayward is back to dunking on people. Hayward's back to exploding in the lane. Hayward's back to getting to the rim aggressively. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I don't think it needs to happen. That's sort of where I'm getting. I'm okay with all of this, because I don't think Gordon Hayward needs to return to a guy that can throw down or explode to the hoop. No, I think he's a guy that can get the ball on the wing, and then within 4 seconds, a good thing's happening, whether the ball's still in his hands, whether it's on its way to the hoop, or whether it's a pass, whether someone else is shooting. Gordon Hayward's the type of guy that an offense can run through, and I'm not saying, hey, he's the point forward, he's going to bring the ball up. No, that's not what I'm saying. Kemba Walker's your point guard. He is. He's not an off-ball guy. He's literally a ball-dominant point guard who also can make plays, but that's another podcast for another day. But the minute the ball touches Gordon Hayward's hands, good things will happen. And I hope Gordon realizes this. I hope he realizes we don't need you to return to being this high-flying or explosive. I don't know what you want to call it, because he wasn't technically high-flying, but he definitely rattled the rim a couple times. He definitely exploded the hoop and drove aggressively. Always been a decent shooter, but he's not this sharpshooter that people just assumed a white guy thought he was. But I think that he just needs to really, you know, adopt that. Like, shit, man, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to posterize people. Maybe I'm not going to play leapfrog and jump over guys dunking. Okay, fine, it's not going to happen. But he needs to realize that. I hope he does, because the way he can play, and like I said, maybe it's a stretch call in the next Paul Pierce, because people are going to take it the wrong way without context and be like, oh, you think he's going to, you know, have his number retired and really be, hell, he's going to get stabbed a million times? Like, give me a break. I'm saying, game-wise, Paul Pierce, he had a very long career. Why? Because very early on, he quickly realized, I don't need to rely on my athleticism. And guess what? Every now and then, for his entire career, Paul Pierce would all of a sudden have a boom sort of play where athleticism just took over. Gordon Hayward can have that too. It's the matter of relying on it, like I'm saying. Obviously, Gordon Hayward's still athletic. Maybe he has some mental demons about jumping. Sure. But he doesn't need to rely on his explosiveness. A guy like Russell Westbrook, he would. I love Russell Westbrook. That's a tough name. Russell Westbrook, I love. But if Russell Westbrook's athleticism was gone like that, then guess what? He's a far, far worse basketball player. It's just the truth. Yes, he makes good things happen, but he really, really relies on his athleticism. Hayward, I think, has the basketball IQ and has the actual fundamental to suppress that sort of need to fly high and explode towards the hoop. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you are just a, you know, you've only known Gordon Hayward since the Celtics days and you think he's a shooter or whatever, go back and watch his early days with Utah, or even really, you know, what was it, 4 years ago or so, where he actually made a strong MVP candidate run. He never would have ever been in the conversation, but if you look at the numbers, he really was. Go back and watch some of that. Gordon Hayward was explosive. Very explosive. He was a slasher. He went to the hoop. That was Gordon Hayward. You don't want to believe it because he's a white guy that can shoot pretty well? You think that's all he could do? No, Gordon Hayward was not that. Gordon Hayward is definitely a guy that could get to the hoop, that could finish at the rim, draw a foul, and a lot of the times dunk on someone's noggin. But he doesn't need to get back to that. What he needs to get back to It's just being a guy that's worth $32 million. Like, or 34, I think, next year. Like, Gordon Hayward just needs to get back to being a max guy. We can't shit on him for not jumping and not exploding and not dunking if he's contributing in other ways. If Gordon Hayward goes out and drops 30 and 15 and 10 a night, you think people are going to be like, oh, but he's not dunking. Like, no, he just needs to get back to being that amazing contributor that makes all-star runs over and over again and really is just worth the money. You know, and I will say, I'll take a step back. I hate it when people harp on the money. It's not your money. It's not my money. And the NBA, like, look at the team they constructed with Gordon Hayward's, you know, bad contract right now. Like, they're okay, especially the Celtics with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart just got paid. But, like, it's not as big of a deal as you make it out to be. You know, it's a salary cap that Danny Ainge and the rest of the organization has done a phenomenal job of saying, okay, Gordon Hayward's not contributing like a $30-plus million max guy. Well, boom. We still have a great team around him. Even take away Gordon Hayward, which I think people are forgetting about him, but take Gordon Hayward out of the equation, you still have a good basketball team. So I hate the narrative of, like, Gordon Hayward's a waste of money or whatnot. It's not my money. It's not your money. It'll never be your money. So let them do it. You know, if it was really that bad, Danny Ainge would figure out something to do. But clearly the money's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is Gordon Hayward getting back to being worth the money. He's not at a point where it's like, oh, shit, that money, it's crazy. No. If Gordon Hayward, I'll say like this, if Gordon Hayward was contributing like a $35 million a year guy, no one would care that he's being paid $35 million. Can you get that through your head? If Gordon Hayward was playing like he was worth the money, no one would be shitting on the money. So it's not the number. It's not, oh, that's such an expensive player. Yes, obviously, but look at guys that are paid around the league crazy money. As long as you're playing up to your pay, there's no problem with it. And Gordon Hayward, that's all he has to do. He doesn't have to be the guy he used to be. He doesn't have to be a brand new player. No, he can be sort of a guy that relies on his fundamentals, his basketball IQ, and everything like that. And I better not see any hate on him, because I'll unleash the hell out of people like that. Be sure to follow Ev Unleashed on Twitter to join the Unleashed Army. We go live every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. on Twitter and Periscope, and we also are releasing bonus episodes out the wazoo right now. So please subscribe on iTunes, follow on Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Truly, truly, we'd appreciate you guys helping us out. And we also have the Ev Unleashed t-shirts going for $15 in the store right now, guybostonsports.com/store. We'll see you Tuesday night.